Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
Arsenal are geared up for long-term success, according to celebrity fan Idris Elba. They're 1 point behind Manchester City in the Premier League title race, but their rivals have a game in hand. The actor tells Sky Sports News, Arsenal have had a wonderful season under manager Mikel Arteta.
I think they're going to be right in the mix every season moving forward. There's no doubt about that. We've got a phenomenal team. They're working really well. The manager's respected. The fans are behind him. And, you know, the future looks bright, yeah?
Do you think there's too many celebrities talking about Arsenal at the moment?
Excuse me. I think if Idris Elba is going to say it,
yeah,
he must be right. It's Idris Elba.
I was just trying to think of the other famous Arsenal fans. Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
He's an Arsenal.
Mikel Arteta, obviously.
I think he's an Arsenal fan. Matt Lucas.
Yeah. Celebrities of note that are Arsenal fans.
Can't think of any off the top of my head, actually.
I can't think of any more.
No.
Depends where the bar is for celebrity, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's in London somewhere, actually.
Well, this afternoon will be bright and sunny across Essex. There will be some light winds and temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 16 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Isn't a session bass guitarist from A1 an Arsenal fan?
I think so.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Essex, how you doing? We're fast approaching the weekend again.
I know.
Crazy. Four day week coming to an end. It's Thursday.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
And we start with Rita Ora, Fatboy, and Praising You. I love that guy's voice. All of his songs I like.
This one's very good.
Dermot Kennedy. I don't really know a lot about him. I just love all the tunes. You know, like Tom Grennan, you see him, you hear him, he's everywhere. Dermot Kennedy isn't like that. He's just sort of in the background knocking out hit records like this.
And his voice,
like,
is exceptional.
Incredible. Dermot Kennedy, Kiss Me, 3:10. It's the Big Drive Home.
So, right, as we document every day, I get to work later than, I know I should.
Well, yeah, the 3:00 news is normally on when you walk in.
Yeah, but like today, you'll agree that it was very late.
Yeah.
Like it was, I wasn't really here. I walked in halfway through the news.
Yeah.
And then I speak on the radio like I've been here for an hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we don't peek behind the curtain, you don't know.
Yeah.
But I put so much pressure on myself. I've already got a lot of stuff going on. Like I've got other stuff, you know, outside of radio.
Yeah.
Obviously, life, kids, wife, yeah. Dog.
Band. Yeah.
You name it, right? So, you wouldn't think that I would give myself more pressure to be here later than I normally am, which is already late.
Have you taken on something else?
Well, I just want to make sure. Kerry's not left this morning and gone, you must make a cottage pie. You've got to make a cottage pie. I've put it on myself. I've decided, because of TikTok, you know, like that people say, TikTok made me buy it. Well,
yeah.
This is not TikTok made me buy it. TikTok made me do it.
Yeah. TikTok made me cook it.
Yeah. So basically, I've applied so much pressure on myself today to do all the other things that I always do, and I'm still late. And I've thrown into the mix cooking a cottage pie from scratch.
Because you saw it on TikTok.
Because I see it on TikTok. So I've gone out, I've got all the ingredients. I've never made a cottage pie before, ever in my life.
What's the difference between a cottage pie and a shepherd's pie?
Beef mince or lamb mince.
Oh, really?
And,
is that it?
And peas.
Shepherd's pie is a beef mince one.
So, no. So cottage pie is beef mince.
Right.
No peas.
Yeah.
Shepherd's pie is, it's got peas in it and it's lamb mince.
And it's got some carrots in it.
Yeah, but so is cottage pie.
Right, okay.
Right? So I've cooked this from scratch, but I was already late and then I thought, oh, no, but I've got to put the potatoes on. So done the potatoes, mashed them. Well, I didn't mash the potatoes, actually. I riced the potatoes because I'm that type of guy.
TikTok thing?
No, I always rice the potatoes.
Okay.
I always rice the potatoes. And then I've done it and then I thought, oh, hang on, but it's too hot now. I can't now put the grated cheese on top because Kerry's going to have to stick it in the oven later to brown it off.
Yeah.
So I'm frantically phoning Kerry. Now, she's at work, by the way. She's a teacher. And she's like, oh, the house must be burning down because Scott relentlessly keeps on phoning me while I'm trying to teach six-year-old children.
And she goes, well, if it did burn down, it would help brown it off.
Just saying. So she's gone, Scott, what's the matter? I've gone, oh, no, it's just about the cottage pie. She's gone, you're joking, right? So she's gone, seriously, what? I've got a minute. And I've gone, it's on the side, but you need to add the cheese and then put it in. I said, but don't take any credit for it because I've done it all.
It's Radio Essex with The Weeknd and Ariana Grande. Save Your Tears, 16 minutes after 3. Congratulations, Scott. You made me very peckish now with your talk of cottage pie. I'm starving.
Honestly, I might even, I'm not even joking. Well, no, I'll probably eat it. I might try and bring some of it in. I think it's going to be outstanding.
You described it beautifully. We were talking yesterday about the fact that no one has seen Celebrity Get Me Out of It.
Yes.
Stacey Solomon said she's going to have to catch up on I'm a Celebrity because her husband, Joe Swash, is one of the stars.
She's not even seen it yet.
I was reading the article, I was saying, why is she having to catch up? The reason? She didn't realise it was on.
No way.
So if she doesn't know it's on,
how am I
and her husband's in it, how am I supposed to know it's on?
But then it was pre-recorded, so he might be at home, so he might not even know.
He might have been like, when's that thing on that I did? It was 2 weeks ago, it's finished. It's
and
gone.
then what? I know what's happened, because if you remember yesterday, Stevie said that Joe Swash was being sick into a cup.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that she's at home, they're just about to have dinner. They're like, oh, what are you doing later, Joe, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then she's got a text, oh, Joe's being sick into a cup on the TV. And she's gone, I should watch it now.
Yeah, that was the story I read today. And I thought after what we were talking about yesterday, but there's quite a few people on the text yesterday saying they're watching it. So I might give it a go, but it must be finished soon. It's not on for like 3 months or whatever, like the other one is.
No, I spoke to my, actually, you haven't mentioned that I've had a lovely haircut, which I'm a bit...
You have upset. Had a nice haircut.
Don't say it now, because it's only going to make it worse.
Do you know what was worse the other day when Karen went for a haircut? I mentally remembered in my head she was going for a haircut. I was in the games room with the kids. She came back in, and my brain said out loud, your hair looks nice. I was in a different room.
Oh no! You've just gone generic.
30 seconds. If I just waited 30 seconds, I would have seen her and gone, your hair looks nice. I said it as she was walking in the front. Your hair looks nice, and the Ring doorbell doesn't even work, so I can't even say that I checked out the Ring doorbell.
That's a real drop the ball moment.
Yeah,
Chris.
It wasn't my finest moment.
Yeah. So what I was saying is I've had a haircut, and my hairdresser looks had nice. Said that she watched it a little bit, but it hasn't same as Stevie. It hasn't got the same sort of charm.
It doesn't seem to have the same charm. That's exactly right. Your hair looks really nice.
You've not even looked up.
People are going to now text.
Your
hair looks nice, Scott. 18 minutes after 3, big drive home. Zara Larsson on the way. Tom Grennan coming up as well. I'll get here on for you and we'll update the roads next. Are we doing okay? First day on the big drive home. Becoming cloudier overnight. Some odd isolated showers around, down to 11 degrees overnight. Tomorrow, cloudy start. Some rain, but some sunshine mixed in. Tomorrow, we're looking at highs of 18 degrees as we head into the bank holiday weekend. Tom Grennan and here on the way. New tune from Freya Ridings coming as well. And this from Zara Larsson. And here's Can't Tamer. It's Radio Essex. Tom Grennan and here. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. How do you wake up in the morning? What do you use to wake up? You got an alarm clock? Or you got a phone? Does your wife get you up? What's your routine in the morning? Because I know we don't have to get up at an early time, but I still try and get up at 8 o'clock every morning. But I just have an alarm clock.
Right, so Kerry's alarm goes off. So I don't set one. She sets one.
Yeah.
Goes off.
She has to be at work at a specific time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As do you, but yours is later in the day.
Yeah. But, so, I wake up, I don't like anyone in the morning. Kids, don't like them.
Yeah.
Wife, don't like her. Don't like anyone. Don't like anyone. Don't like the dog.
I can't wait. If they ever give us breakfast, I can't wait.
I don't like the dog. I don't like anyone, right? So the alarm goes off. She snoozes it once. And literally, as it goes off, I go, turn it off. And then she nudges me and goes, go on, I need a coffee. Coffee. And I go, like, leave me alone. Then I go downstairs, I make a tea and a coffee, I come back upstairs.
What time are we at?
That is at 7:15.
Yeah.
So then...
Twins up yet?
No. So I walk downstairs and make the coffee and the tea. I come upstairs, I open the twins' door, and I say, you've got 5 minutes. This is your 5 minute warning.
Yeah, yeah.
I get back in said bed, drink the tea. That's the 5 minutes. Don't talk to me. Right. Then I walk back into the room and I say, you've had your 5 minutes. This is it. I give them 2 minute warning. Then I take their blankets.
Wow.
Bang, blankets gone. Get up now. Enough's enough. You've had 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Blankets off. They go, you're so horrible. We don't love you anymore. I go, yeah. Well, get up. They get ready.
You don't like them anyway because it's the morning.
Yeah, no. I've had that first cup of tea now. I'm warming to the family.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm warming to them. I don't like them yet.
Yeah.
Right, this is the thing. And then Kerry says, Scott, I need another cup of coffee. She's up. She's milling about. I go downstairs, second cup of tea, second cup of coffee, walk back. This is every morning, by the way, there's no question. I walk back up the stairs, second cup of coffee kicks in, I'm in a good mood, right? Now I'm Mr. Helpful. Now I'm Mr. Helpful, right? So I call it pottering. Kerry says I walk around aimlessly doing nothing.
Yeah, getting in the way, I'd imagine.
But that's her opinion, isn't it? Right? Sorry, she's at work at the moment, that's fine. And then what happens is, when they leave late at 8:30 every morning, I make myself a third cup of tea.
Wow. You must be bouncing off the ceiling by now.
No. At that point, because there's been like, I can't find this, I can't find that. So then I sit down and I go and I shut my eyes, just sitting on the sofa, shut my eyes and I go,
yeah.
Oh, I can hear nothing. It's beautiful.
And then I ring you.
And then you phone me and moan.
What time, how do you get up in the morning?
He doesn't.
I mean,
you don't start work till like 10?
Yeah.
So you don't have to get up at 7 o'clock or anything like that?
No, I get up like 8 or 9.
Oh, see, I was...
So is it an alarm situation or is it whenever Tom's eyes wake?
I do the alarm and then I usually hit snooze and then whenever I wake up after that point is the time that I'll get up and start.
See, that's funny because if you hadn't have said something, I was going to guess that you do what my son does. He goes to work at 10, Brennan. He's the same age as you, 21, 22.
Yeah.
And if he's got to be leaving the house at 9:45 to get to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I reckon 22, he gets up. He jumps in the shower, he has a quick shower, bump, clothes on, he's gone.
He's out, yeah.
It's minutes.
See, I don't have to get up at a certain time. I don't normally get here till sort of 12-ish. So I don't really have a set time to get up, but because the rest of the house get up, I do get up. So the alarm goes off. Similar to you, I will go downstairs, I'll do the caffeine. Because I feel, because I don't have to leave the house yet, I can deal with caffeine in the morning. You all use the bathroom to get yourselves out. Then I get the same as you. I get that peace and quiet.
Oh, when they leave. Amazing. It's like, it's beautiful.
Scientists at MIT, which is some kind of NASA program or something, they've invented an alarm clock. It's called Clocky. And it basically has wheels and legs. So if you hit snooze, after you've pressed the snooze button, the clock, which is equipped with a set of wheels, rolls off the table to another part of the room. And then it'll go off, and then you'll go, where's it? Oh, and it's out. You've got to get out of bed now. You've now got to get out of bed. You remember those cars you got where they had tyre marks on everywhere? The kids used to have them, and they used to fall off a table, but it'd still drive because there's always... It's like that. It looks like that.
When I'm in a hotel, I charge my phone away from the bed.
Yeah.
Because I've put 4 alarms on, and at least you've got to get up to get it, because otherwise you're going to miss your flight.
It's perfect. I like that. Check out this alarm, though, on Google. It's amazing. And it rolls to another part of the room, and then the alarm goes off again. And because you have to get out of bed to switch it off.
It sounds genius.
It is a genius plan if you struggle like Scott in the morning.
I do struggle.
It might make you less grumpy.
I like everyone after 3 cups of tea.
That's good. 3:35, big drive home. Freya Ridings, new tune. This is called I Feel Love. It's Radio Essex, David Guetta, Mr. Jam, and If You Really Love Me. 41 minutes after 3, big drive home. Thursday, are we doing okay? May the 4th be with you.
Cheers, guys.
Every time I see it on social media today, I've let out a chuckle. It's just funny, isn't it?
It's very good.
Oh, it's very funny. talking of how people wake up in the morning, alarm clocks and stuff.
Yeah.
King Charles III.
Yes.
Wakes up to bagpipes.
Does he really?
Yeah. There's an actual job. Producer Tom was telling me it's a job. It's somebody's job to be King Charles III's alarm clock.
Yeah.
Is it bagpipes in the style of Snoop Dogg, though? Because that would be amazing.
15 minutes worth of bagpipes.
15 minutes?
That's three snoozes.
That's crazy. What does he do? Hit the man on the head as a snooze button?
Do you know what makes me chuckle about this, right? It's like, it's the difference of two people, right? So, the king yep. wakes up to bagpipes. When I was a child, I had a Bart Simpson alarm clock, right? Not bagpipe.
No.
And the alarm clock, when the alarm went off, he would go, "Yo, dude, wake up and get out of bed. Yo, dude, wait." And then you'd press snooze.
Yeah.
And guess what he said then?
Eat my shorts.
No, he'd go, "Oh, man, ain't you out of bed yet?" And when you chucked him at the wall, he didn't talk anymore.
And same with the bagpipe, man.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. How'd you get that job? That's a cool job.
Yeah.
You have to know how to play the bagpipes, I think.
Imagine if your alarm goes off. You're like, "I've missed my alarm." Right, big drive home. Niall Horan and Heaven coming up in just a second. We'll update the latest on the roads as well. It's Radio Essex, Niall Horan and Heaven, 10 to 4. Big drive home. We were talking about how you wake up in the morning, the kind of alarm clocks you have. And we got onto the story that King Charles III, who's in the news at the moment, I've noticed.
Yeah,
can't get away from him.
No.
Everywhere.
No, everywhere.
He's got a very different alarm. So, for instance, let's compare. This is my sort of alarm that I need. When I used to do the breakfast show here,
yeah.
This was my alarm. Time to get up now.
Yeah, you've got to get up.
Got to get up, so I never miss the breakfast show. So compare that to King Charles's alarm.
For 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15. Actually, I'm wondering which one's more annoying.
I think it's this one.
So this guy does this for 15 minutes at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's not early, is it? Every morning.
He's there, and he plays outside. You remember Joey Tribbiani in Friends, and there was somebody playing music outside his bedroom window. Yes. And he used to open the door and go, "Good morning." It's like that.
Yeah.
There's a piper outside his window, and apparently it happens every night. There was one of the pipers was telling a story about a time where there was some kind of a banquet going on. And he said that it was just the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, and several other members of the family. The invited guests hadn't arrived yet. So I said, "I'll mix it up a bit." And I did a few movies on the bagpipes. I'd go around and it would be like Top Gun. And then King Charles asked if I could do AC/DC Thunderstruck. On the bagpipes? Possibly not.
Wow.
Yeah, so how the other half live. Right, 3:52, big drive home. News coming up with Stevie. Full update on that on the way, and we'll update the latest on the roads as well. And then after 4, a new tune from Lewis Capaldi that everyone's talking about.
Yes.
And a story about what Lewis Capaldi has lost.
Okay.
And it's quite a shocking story. It's not something you'd expect to lose.
Okay.
We'll find out after 4. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo and SZA special. Big drive home for Thursday. It's Chris and Scott until 6 tonight. And then Joe Kinch. And if you're having a pretty stressful Thursday, we'll have Lauren with Essex Chilled on the radio tonight from 10. Some of the coolest Essex Chilled tunes to just ease away whatever strains you got from Thursday with Lauren on the radio from 10 tonight. Right, update news and travel next with Stevie.
Everton manager Sean Dyche believes Monday's draw with Leicester can help inspire his side to Premier League survival. They fought back to claim a point against their relegation rivals and sitting second from bottom with 4 games remaining. Dyche believes their fighting spirit will be absolutely vital.
When you're down looking up, everything seems different. You know, we've got to make sure that we take away that feeling and focus on our performance like we did at Leicester, because that was about us. It wasn't about Leicester, it was about us taking it on. I think we've been trying to get the players to really grasp, really.
Your voice sounds rougher than Sean Dyche's on just now.
I've got a wee bit of a cold.
It was like you went into shot. It was like the same person was still talking.
I mean, that, I'm going to take that as a compliment, but I am...
Well, this afternoon will continue to be cloudy
today.
Oh my God, right. This afternoon will continue to be cloudy and overcast with sunny spells breaking through the clouds. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 15 degrees. I need hot water and honey.
Go back to the Royals.
Prince William says he's feeling good ahead of Saturday's coronation after he and Kate popped to the pub. They took the Elizabeth line to visit London Soho where they met staff at the Dog and Duck.
So, but I've seen the pictures of this, Prince of Wales and Princess of Wales on the Elizabeth line, just on the tube on the way to the Dog and Duck pub in Soho.
Yep.
This morning.
Yep.
Looking very normal. I think she was wearing like an £80,000 dress, which was nice.
I wonder, did they use their bank card or did they buy an Oyster card?
I don't know.
They tapped in. But I don't know
who does the advising. I don't expect to see them on the tube. I don't. I just don't expect to see that. It's a weird. I don't know why that people go, oh, I've got an idea. What? You should travel there on a tube. Then you'll be the same as everyone else because they're not the same as everyone. The fact that the tube line is named after his nan would suggest they're not the same as everything else.
I think the real question is how did they get back from Soho? Because if you've ever been to Soho, it's a rickshaw, isn't it?
Well, I've only ever got back at like 4 a.m. Yeah, so yeah, unless they're staying out, unless they're on an order, eating a kebab. Yeah.
Right. What they need to do after they've been to the pub is nip down to Chinatown.
There's a restaurant in Old Compton Street. And they still do breakfast at like 4 or 3, 4 a.m. Should do that. Soak all the alcohol up. Back on Nan's line. Back home. Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this, but there's a restaurant in Chinatown that serves you wine in a teapot after licensing over.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Okay, 4 minutes after 4, Chris and Scott, big drive home for Thursday. Lewis Capaldi coming up, and first Miley Cyrus and Flowers on Radio Essex.
This is the hit music station, Radio...
It's Radio Essex, Eliza Rose, BOTA, 4:10. Chris and Scott, big drive home. I promised you a story about Lewis Capaldi and what he's lost, what do you reckon?
His phone...
is not the right answer. Tom already knows the answer. I'll tell you what Lewis Capaldi's lost. He recorded a song with Calvin Harris.
He's lost
that.
What, on his computer hard drive or something?
Yeah, he went into a studio and he made a song 2 years ago with Calvin Harris, who's like the DJ you'd want to make any hit record with. They're unsure whether the track will ever see the light of day because Lewis Capaldi managed to misplace the recordings from their session, so that they literally have no recording of it at all.
Terrible.
Crazy. When you've got that many hits in your head that you're misplacing hits you've written with Calvin Harris, that's incredible. Yeah. That's it. That's an amazing story. But yeah, hopefully they'll find it. Somebody must have it somewhere on a USB. Plug it in to do their accounts and go, what's this?
Oh, that's amazing.
It's Lewis Capaldi. This is the brand new song, which he didn't lose, thank God. This is called Wish You the Best, and it plays on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. It's Lewis Capaldi, and I Wish You the Best on the Big Drive Home. Radio Essex. It's Chris and Scott.
I absolutely love that song. We were talking last week about the video, so if you missed that link. And if you've not seen the video, it's a beautiful song, and the video is a little old man who he's got a dog and he's on a bike, and then then the man passes away, and then the dog's really upset, and then it gets to the end of the video, and not literally Lewis Capaldi kills the dog, because that would be bad,
yeah,
but he kills off the dog in the video,
yeah.
and a lot of people are in uproar about
there's
it.
There's no reason.
Because it, like, and the dog's by the little old man's graveyard, and then the dog gets ill, and I'm like, why is the dog getting ill? Like, leave the dog alone, right? And then the end part of the song is the collar of the dog being put on the man's graveyard. And people are doing on TikTok, people are doing reactions to the video.
I've seen it.
And Lewis Capaldi's having lots of fun by reacting to their reactions. And there was one I see the other day. This little girl, and I mean she's about 6, right? And he's captioned it, I even make little kids cry now, right? It's just the worst. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, it's just a sad song. Don't kill the dog then.
I still love the Forget Me video where he does Club Tropicana.
It's fantastic.
He does Wham again. That's brilliant. Right, 16 minutes after 4, Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Brand new music coming up from Jason Derulo. Glad You Came. Playing in moments, we'll update the latest on the road. It's Radio Essex. Becky Hill and Sigala with Heaven on My Mind. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. If you've finished a hard day of work and you're thinking, oh, one day I'll be able to retire and just live the life of luxury and not have to do this job every day. It's a guy in Australia, got to 72, and he went, yes, I'm done. Woo-hoo! Finished his job on Friday, been there years. Got a nice little pay packet, got a little watch and that.
Right.
Saturday, he's like pottering around in the garden. Oh, this is nice. It's the weekend, but every day's a weekend now. Yeah. He's living in Australia. It's always sunny.
Yeah.
He's got a swimming pool.
He's put a shrimp on the barbie, I'm assuming.
He's literally living. He's got a can of Castlemaine 4X on the go.
Don't think, yes.
And he's, Tom's face, what? Can of Foster's.
They don't do Foster's in Australia.
Whatever they do now. And he's there and he's at a shrimp barbecue, very nice stereotype. Yeah. He's done that. He's got Neighbours on in the background or Home and Away.
Both.
Like, I'm loving life now.
Yeah.
And I'm just chill. Sunday come along, he's like, day two in the retirement. Woo! Love this, but it's still a Sunday. He would normally be off anyway.
Yeah. He's not hit Monday yet, so he's not.
But he's not got the Sunday blues.
Sunday night,
he goes to bed. He's like, I've got nothing to do tomorrow. I'm going to get up. I'm going to watch the early edition of Neighbours or whatever he did.
Back to back.
Yeah. He got up. He watched telly. He's potting around on Monday. Tuesday come. He decided he didn't like retirement. He's going back to work.
He did.
So he went to apply for a job at a local McDonald's, about an hour's drive from his house in Sydney.
So he's even doing a commute now.
He's got a commute going on. This is Tuesday. He left his other job on Friday.
Sounds like it's Tuesday. You're not doing it in the style of Craig David.
He's basically had a bank holiday weekend. He's basically done what we've done twice in a row. He got to Tuesday. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go and get a job at McDonald's. He lands the gig. He's now become a bit of a local legend, loved by his colleagues and customers alike. He's 72.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
He said, I have to keep busy. I can't just sit around and do nothing. If I can work another 8 years until I'm 80, that's fine. He's one of McDonald's oldest employees and often imparts his wisdom on the far younger teen co-workers who probably love that.
Yeah. All they
keep talking to me, granddad.
Yeah, keep talking to me until I get another star.
So there you go.
That is,
careful what you wish for.
That is ridiculous.
I don't know where he worked before. Maybe he was at Burger King. I don't know.
No.
I just presumed he had some. Yeah. I presumed he had some kind of like big job. And then he decided, I'm going to just go and work in McDonald's.
Sounds like a plan.
Absolutely loving it. And when he gets to 80, he'll retire. Maybe he'll retire for a week.
And then go and work in Greggs.
Get bored. May Muller, getting ready for Eurovision. Here's I Wrote a Song, Big Drive Home. If you'd written this song.
Yes.
Would you have kept it for the next World Cup? I think this is an England Euros World Cup type song. England ladies are playing in the World Cup now. This should be re-released, not now, but at the end of the season. This
Lion
should be redone.
Heart. Yeah,
it's perfect.
They've dropped the ball.
And Tom Grennan's like a footballer. He should know these things.
Well, it's only Luton, wasn't it?
Well, he played for Luton, but he's aspiring to be a footballer.
Yeah.
It's 4:35, Big Drive Home. Mick's been on.
Yeah.
On the text, getting fed up. We're waiting for you two geezers to do the chip shop game. Please let your listeners know when you're going to do it again. Thanks. So Mick's only listening for the chip shop game. Not interested in the hits. Not interested in the banter. Not interested about anyone's birthday. No one's really interested about anyone's birthday anyway. Not interested about... That's pretty much all we do. So he's not interested in all of those things. Just the chip shop game.
Which... He's angry about...
Because he seems angry.
Yeah, he is.
Seems angry.
Call us geezers, which I like. But, yeah, call us geezers.
Easily, please.
It's my dad's calling me a geezer, which is amazing. he's very angry because we've not done it. We can't do it all the time.
No.
I tell you what, should we promise we'll do it next week?
Next week. Tom, put it in the diary next week.
Should we say Thursday?
Yes, Thursday.
Do you want to quickly explain what the chip shop game is, Chris?
It's a simple game where you come on the telephone with us, withhold your numbers and all that, so we can't possibly know where you are. You tell us the shop either side of your local chip shop. So you can go, next door to my chip shop is an estate agent. Instantly, we'll come back and tell you exactly where you are. Not just
think you're in South Essex or not even think you're in Colchester. It will be specific.
Exactly where you live.
I think you're in Noke Bridge or whatever, wherever you are. It'll be a specific place where you are.
Will.
And we're proud of 100% record on this.
100% record, yes.
We've done St. Lawrence Bay, which is in the Denji. I mean, we've done the smallest of places where we possibly, you know, couldn't even know. That wasn't even a chip shop. It was a chip van.
It was a chip van. Yeah, it's nice, actually.
And it's not actually called the chip shop game. It's called something completely different. I don't even know what it's called. Your Town.
Your Town.
Oh, yeah, because we only had this piece of music. That makes sense. Because it wasn't a Deacon Blue didn't do a hanging out the chip shop, which would be amazing.
Why didn't they do that?
Isn't there a chip shop song? There's a guy works down our street.
Binley Mega Chippy?
Yeah. No, not Binley, not the Coventry one, but there's a... Oh, somebody on the text, because my brain's frozen.
There will be.
A girl walks... Works down the street in the chip shop or something. I'm sure there is.
Have you made that up?
No, I'm sure there's a song... Look, swears he's Elvis.
What?
Guy, Google swears he's Elvis, and I bet you something comes up about a chip shop.
If it does, I'm going to have to do another jingle, Tom.
Kirsty McCall.
Yeah, what's it called?
Swears he's Elvis.
What's the bit before that?
There's a guy works down the chip shop.
There we go! Changed it to that. No, I like the Your Town jingle. Because the idea is we tell you what town you're in.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
But everyone calls it the chip shop game.
Which I quite like as well. Mick, chip shop game next Thursday. Pop it in your diary. It's Radio Essex, Switch Disco and Ella Henderson with React. Chris and Scott on the big drive home. I believe we're halfway through the year.
I know.
Crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
I just remember because Ella Henderson's birthday was in January and I remember saying on the radio, and we don't even do birthdays.
No.
And now it's May and I'm like, wow, where did that time go?
So this morning... And I can't believe this happened in my house. So I've got twin daughters who are 9 years old, Bobby and Katie.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how this was brought up. I'm drinking my tea. The girls are having their Cocoa Pops or whatever.
Is this to do with us not talking about Anderson's birthday?
No, this is Bobby just looks at me and she goes, Dad, you know that you do birthdays on the radio?
We don't.
And I literally went,
we don't.
No, we don't do birthdays on the radio. We're not allowed to do birthdays. No. And it was the most adult conversation I've had ever, I think, with Bobby and Katie. So it started with Bobby, and Bobby went, no, but you do, because you even sing. You say, oh, but we're not going to do it. And she said, and then you've got music playing.
No, I don't know what she's talking about.
And I was going, no, Bobby, I think you've missed the point. She said, you and Chris sing, and it, like, both together at the same time.
No.
Singing.
No, we sing. We say, we can't say happy birthday to you. And we say that we can't say that, and that's we're explaining what we can't say.
Yeah, I even went as far, and then Katie joined in, and Katie said, you definitely do that. And she said, your boss will be mad at you. And I said, he can't be. Because we don't do the birthdays.
You specifically don't do birthdays.
And then I said to my beautiful, beautiful 9-year-old daughters, I won't wish you happy birthday on your birthday. On
not
the
allowed.
I said, I'm not allowed. I said,
wouldn't
I'll
even
just
get a cat to do it.
No, I would just say.
Suppose your cat.
Yeah, I think so. I would just say to them,
yeah,
just a normal day, no one cares.
Yeah.
Which seems harsh.
Well, you can say happy birthday to them at your house, because in your house you do care.
Yeah, of
course. It's just the other 100,000 people don't care. That's
At home, I would say, oh, I love you girls, happy 10th birthday.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But
it means a lot to me, but I'm not going to say it at daddy's work, because no one cares.
No one cares, because you're not important to them, you're important to me, but not on the radio.
It's a good point, well put.
Yeah.
50-50, Cupid. Big drive home is Radio Essex 10 to 5. It's Radio Essex, Dua Lipa, Megan Thee Stallion and Sweetest Pie 5 to 5. Coming up after 5, A to Z of Music is back. And the most pointless exercise, trying to find out who's going to make it through as representing the letter I. Will it be Eni Kamosi or INXS? We'll find out after 5. It's not going to be Eni Kamosi. It can't be. He's one hit.
I know, but... The song is so powerful.
But you're voting for the artist.
No, yes, I know.
So when we go through all the alphabet, we're like ABBA, George Michael, Duran Duran, Eni Kamosi. INXS is going to fit better.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But when you hear, it's very hard to not... Na, 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 na,
na, na, na, na. Yeah, it is a quite a catchy little... But then so is...
It's a great song.
We'll get your votes in after five, and we'll find out who represents I in the 80s set of music, and we'll play the hits as well the weekend coming up. And Latto with Lottery. We'll get on for you after we update news and travel next.
And the 1975 singer Matty Healy is rumoured to be Taylor Swift's new boyfriend. The Sun newspaper is reporting she's dating the frontman, and the pair will soon go public with their romance. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
So it's Taylor Swift's mother-in-law, Denise Walsh.
Yeah. Someone put on Twitter earlier, you're Taylor Swift and you've been invited to Sunday lunch, and it's Denise Welsh and the guy from Bentor.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it here!
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, Thursday, big drive home. 80s of the music coming up then. We'll do that in about 10, 15 minutes. Get the hits rolling with Latto, Lottery, and The Weeknd with Ariana Grande. Let's do Die For You.
Turn it up louder. Give it to me. Just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Latto and Lucala with Lottery. Chris and Scott, big drive home, 11 minutes after 5. It's Thursday, big news that broke over the weekend. Three people broke into a shop in a city called Huancayo, made off with more than 200 trainers, and they reckon this is about £10,000 worth of trainers.
Right.
Yeah. Can you spot what went wrong?
Was it all left hand?
No,
left foot.
Right foot.
Right foot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what happened is they broke into the shop. They took all the boxes of trainers, loaded them up in. They were on a tricycle. I don't know what kind of robbery team this was. So there's security cameras watching them loading all the. They're smashing the padlocks, the shop shutter. Middle of the night, so they've got a tricycle, and they're taking boxes of trainers from different brands. They're going to have a box here. We've got all the boxes. And then they've said the only problem is they gathered evidence that say the unusual thing about the robbery is that the shoes are for only for the right foot. So, like back in the old days where when you went into a shoe shop, there was only like left-footed shoes
out. Yeah,
yeah. That's what happened here, but they didn't realise that till they gone home.
That is brilliant.
It's got to be the worst feeling, isn't it? Because you must be sitting there in your lair.
I think prison will be the worst feeling. But
you're in your, I don't know.
I don't know if you've got a lair.
If you've got a tricycle.
Yeah,
you're right. No, you're right.
I think you get home to your nan's house.
Yeah, yeah. You park your tricycle up outside. I mean, that's only got three wheels.
Exactly.
You've only got right-footed shoes. I mean, the day's already bad. And then you've opened up the boxes and you go, come on, lads, we're going to split this up then. Oi! And you open it up and you're like, oh, this one's only got one in it. And then somewhere along the line, somebody's
realisation.
We'll have to go back tomorrow.
Yeah, left ones. Oh, that's just ridiculous.
So I don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, they haven't been caught
yet. They're going to be walking funny.
Maybe hopping. Mad. That's not even funny. It's Jonas Blue, new tune's called Finally. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo, and about damn time, 18 minutes after 5, Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Hello to Emma, who's texted us all the way from London. It's a little village up the, I think it's the A13 and the 127, both going to London.
Yeah, they do.
Lovely little village.
It's a nice place. Really nice, in Essex.
It's now in Essex because Emma's just texted Radio Essex from London, which means she now becomes part of Essex.
Essex is the biggest county.
Around the world.
If anyone's confused by that, what happens is if you're listening to Radio Essex, wherever you are in the world, we've had Perth, Australia, we've had America, or virtually all of America, Canada, Zimbabwe was one of them. So it's so many places, New York City, Milan. And what we've done is we've created a bigger version of the Essex that you know, Central Essex, Essex. We've now got Greater Essex, which incorporates other UK places like Newcastle, Sudbury, Kent, London Town, just been added. There's places all around the world, but they're
Wisconsin's
now...
Wisconsin's in there.
Wisconsin is in there, Pennsylvania's in there, and it's New York City's in there. It's now part of the Essex community. So Essex is the biggest county in the world, and also There's a map to prove this on the website, which you can go and check out anytime you like. It's radioessex.com. If you go to Chris and Scott's pages, that's us, there's a picture of us, we're the younger ones, and then you can... What?
You just said it on the radio.
Yeah, but it is. Oh, no, is it a better way of saying it is we're not the man and woman, we're the two blokes. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Whatever. So that's on there, and then you click on that, and...
You didn't realise you've already said it.
Yeah, but I was just trying to describe which one was us. I'll go with the man-woman thing.
It's easier.
It's a man and woman. We're the two men ones. And then you can just click on us, and then there's a map, and it says how big Essex is.
I've got a further idea.
Go on.
Right, we need to end the show, don't we? We get the end of the show.
The Thursday completed it, mate.
Yes, so what about we get someone from Greater Essex, outside of Essex, to end the show, and they can maybe, like, let's say they're in...
Guatemala.
Yeah. So they're in Guatemala. They can say, I'm in Guatemala, Essex, Thursday.
Oh, I mean, where I am. I'm in Milan, Italy, Essex, Thursday completed, mate. I like that very much.
It's not difficult.
Yeah, let's do it. Get it on. Do a voice note. Drop those to us. You could be ending the show tonight, you lucky people. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Brothers and Waffle House 528. Some travel news just coming in. One lane currently closed due to a broken down motorbike. I know. On the M25, anti-clockwise, a whole lane. M25, anti-clockwise between the 127 and the A12. Doesn't say it's an accident, just says it's a broken down motorbike. And they've closed one lane. That is causing a lot of problems tonight on the M25.
I'm just thinking wheel it out of the
wheel
way.
Wheel it. LF System and Hungry for Love, 5:30. M25 motorbike's been sorted, but now traffic being temporarily held. Queue in traffic due to an accident on the M25 clockwise just before the QE2 for the Lakeside turning. So all traffic currently being temporarily held on the M25 clockwise just before the QE2 bridge. So around the Lakeside turn in the A13. Very busy tonight on the M25.
I've told you not to play this song at dinner time, haven't I?
Oh, because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
For your love.
Now, the A to Z of music.
CD Kamosi versus INXS.
Yes, it is.
Who's going to win that battle? There's only one way to find out.
Fight.
You can either have this song.
Here comes the unstable. I'm the lyrical
gangster. Good song. It's a good song.
Representing the eyes, Edie Kamosi, Here Come the Hot Sepper. Or also representing the eyes, INXS.
Sensation.
Who do you want? And don't think about the song. Eni Kamosi, that was the only song option we had.
Yes.
Here comes the Hot Stepper. So that'll be the song you hear before six. INXS, we can play this. We can play Need You Tonight. It doesn't matter which INXS song is. You're voting for the artist, not
best
the song.
Represents.
I.
Yes.
Send your text in, either INXS or Eni or Hot Stepper or whatever you want to text for Eni Kamosi. And get those to us now. And you can grab us on the app as well. Tell us who do you think should go forward to be representing the letter I in the A to Z of music.
Now, the A to Z of music.
And here's some music about the A to Z of music. It's not supposed to, I'm supposed to have used that to talk over it.
So you're going to talk over it now?
So don't forget then, it's either Eni or INXS to 81400.
Yo, and do the text number.
Grab us on the app as well.
Yeah.
Who is going to represent the letter I in the A to Z of music? It's Mimi Webb. Through the red flag. She didn't quite finish the song there.
You know all of the words to that.
Oh, I love that. Red flags.
That's what Chris was singing.
Red flags. I love that.
It's
song.
Like when someone wants to join in, but they just don't quite know the words. Just do it anyway.
I miss Smash Hits because it had all the lyrics in it, and I knew
you've still
Chesney,
done them
all the Chesney Hawks words.
Well, yeah, you had
it is 5:37. INXS coming up, or Eni Kamosi. We switched.
Oh, I thought you were just saying. I thought you were just going.
No, no, no.
INXS coming up.
Eni Kamosi has had any votes?
No, it hasn't had a vote yet, but that's coming. In Excess had lots of votes. We're changing the tune as well. We're going to play If In Excess Wins. They might not.
If, yeah, yeah.
We're going to go We Need You Tonight, because yes, it's an absolute banging tune.
Very, very good.
So that will be the song that possibly ends the show tonight. It might not be. What will end the show tonight is, of course, your voice notes with you doing a Thursday, completed it, mate. You had a special request.
Well, yeah, so what I wanted was someone from outside of... You know, original Essex.
I just got a text, sorry. why does the computer make noises?
That sounded like you singing Red Flag.
How have we got a radio studio where the computer makes noises on the radio?
I don't know what happened there. Anyway,
crazy.
Should I carry on?
Yeah, carry on.
So I think he's rebooting the system
I don't even know what it was. What time is it? 5:30. It's not
sounded
an email.
It sounded like Windows 95 restarting. Yeah, so what I wanted people outside of the, you know, the classic Essex and in the new part of Essex that we've built.
Greater Essex.
I'll give you an example of how not to do it. Dave?
He's done it from inside of normal Essex.
Yeah.
I'm in Eastwood, in proper Essex, Thursday, completed it, mate.
So what I feel like Dave's done is he's called it proper Essex, like
the other Essex doesn't count,
doesn't exist, almost sort of on our fireworks type.
Yeah, a little bit. Dave, we appreciate you in Eastwood, in actual Essex, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But we wanted somebody to end the show tonight in Greater Essex, part of the Greater Essex community.
Yeah.
So we're looking for voice notes. If you're outside of, you know, central Essex and you're part of the greater Essex, i.e. Perth, Australia, Zimbabwe, wherever you are, get your voice notes in. Thursday, completed, mate. You might not have completed, mate. It might still be Thursday morning.
Don't worry about it, though.
Could be Friday.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Just get your voice notes in and you could be ending the show tonight. It is 20-6. Without you from the Kid Leroy on the big drive home. Talking to kids chosen.
Here he is.
Wow, let me guess. I'm 12.
Are you still 12?
Kid LaJoe.
So, how's things with Joe Kinch?
All good.
Yeah?
Although, anyone else's hay fever kicking up recently?
Yeah, yesterday my voice wasn't working very well.
I feel like I've got a heavy dose of karma because on the weekend I was going around like, oh, I haven't been hit this year so far. I might be lucky.
Then
it just hit me like that.
Oh, right, okay.
It's really bad. When Stevie was doing the news earlier, he spoke into Sean Dyche. They sounded the same. Couldn't work out which one was Sean Dyche, which one was Stevie.
Oh, Stevie.
He literally went, and Sean Dyche reports. Everton. It was really weird. My voice was funny on Tuesday. Yeah, bank holiday Monday, wasn't it? Tuesday, because I'd been in the garden. What?
I just want to know, like...
Producer Scott's got his hand up.
Hay fever, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, don't start this again. It's not a real thing.
No, but... they just get like a bit streamy eyes.
I get streamy eyes, which is quite annoying and embarrassing if you're not in a crying situation. Someone's like, are you crying? And I'm like... No, I might be watching Watford, but most of the time I am crying.
But I don't get it.
If you don't have hay fever.
Yeah, but
you don't need to mock everybody that does have it.
I know, but I'm mocking you two.
Yeah, I know.
On the radio.
Where there's other people driving along with hay fever.
Oh,
They're in traffic right now. Their eyes are streaming.
It's horrible.
You're like,
it's horrible. And then your eyes and then your nose get all itchy. And then what I get is that really weird throat where you sound like you need to clear your throat all the time. That happens all the time. My voice, there's a bit of a hazard in my work, in my line of work.
Yeah. I'm honestly so...
You don't want to sneeze halfway through a sentence on air,
exactly.
Do you? The only way I can describe it right is if... You've got the little microphone up in front of you. Rub your nose against that just really delicately.
What, you want me to do that live?
No. No.
Okay, go on.
Help.
Yeah.
Right, not
feels
that
weird.
Hard.
It feels
not
weird.
That, no, a bit softer than that.
What are we talking about? What are we doing now? Not that hard, a little bit softer than that.
Just so it sickles.
Right, stop. This
that's
is gone.
That's what it's like.
That's
gone
what it's
weird
like
now.
All the time.
That's what it's like.
And then you want to see.
Okay, I can...
You're doing it too hard.
Yeah, you're scratching your nose on it.
Okay.
Like a really light...
Stroke your nose against it gently.
Oh my God. Right.
This is like that thing where they whisper really quietly and go, this is the thing.
What's that called? ASMR.
Okay, that's not doing anything. It's not making me... I don't need a day off work.
I don't have days off work with hay fever.
You've never phoned me before.
Yeah, and said I've got an itchy nose. I mean, I didn't say I'm not going to be in this week because I've got an itchy nose. I think it might be COVID.
Yeah. I just think...
Music's run out. We've got to go.
Oh, I see that. See
you later. We've blocked off. Stop talking. We're not being paid anymore.
Hot 7 at 7 comes up in an hour.
With a half.
And that's it.
Who do you reckon won the battle of the A to Z of music, which is the definitive list of music in Essex?
Who's it against?
Enid Kamosian and In Excess.
Probably In Excess.
It is In Excess.
Probably.
Yeah. Can you imagine if it was Enid Kamosian? We're there with the Beatles. Oh, no, but they didn't win anyway, was it? Who was B? Oh, let's not do that.
I don't know. Whoever it was, they've got hay fever, they could have made it.
In Excess, representing the letter I. We'll do it again tomorrow. I will anyway. You'll be back on Monday.
I'll be back on Tuesday.
Song started. We need to stop talking.
It's Angie in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Western Essex. Thursday. Completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.